Okay, everybody, here we go. It is me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, September 4th, 2023, and this is my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. I have a lot that I want to cover with you here, so just bear with me. Now, before we even get started, check your inbox if you subscribe to my free newsletter. This is in there waiting for you. I want to cover this, and I want to ad-lib through it, so we could kind of get a better handle on what's going on here. People, let's just put this into a perspective, honestly. For over a decade, this guy and all of you have been discussing the issue of this global debt market hyperbubble nightmare. It's a time bomb, and it's going to go off. Now, we are seeing some very interesting, I would have to say, ominous foreshadowings of what you and I have been discussing for 10 freaking years. Some of you have been with me that long, okay? You know, it's starting to get attention here in the mainstream media, and that should tell you something. Again, they never talk about anything of substance, unless, of course, they have no choice. Now, again, they control the flow of information. They allow you to know what they want you to know. Nothing more and nothing less. And it's also, you know, look over here, don't look over there. Now, because Bank of America, one of these Wall Street super banks, is talking about this issue in the debt market that we've seen as of late with the MMRI, you know, making some pretty substantial moves higher, they have no choice. They have to talk about these things. Otherwise, they just look completely incompetent. Again, we understand it's a game. They just, you know, these ministries, these propaganda ministries, that's all they do is flood the airwaves with propaganda and distractions and deceptions. But this is getting very real, so they have to let you know about it. You know, before we even go on to anything else, let's just cover some of this right here, because it's really kind of in our face. So let me read through this. I want you to ponder what I am saying. I want you to please comment here and get your own copy. As I said, it's in your inbox. So title, Big Trouble in the Debt Market, which is about to get a lot worse, more to come. People count on it. Okay, let's put a little perspective on that. Do you believe, understanding, and I know all of you do, the current situation here that, look, at its core, the system that they have instituted for all of us, this is a debt-based model. It's not based on wealth at all. It's dependent, completely dependent on debt being pulled into the now in greater and greater amounts just to support where we are. It can't remain static. It must continually and relentlessly be piled on and piled on more and piled on more and piled on more. Otherwise, you know, we end up in a Mad Max scenario, which is where we're going anyway, with much more devastating consequences than if the debt time bomb were to go off today, and it may be, just starting here. What's coming down the pike is worse than anyone here can possibly imagine. It's really the truth. You want to know what's going to happen? Open up a search engine right now, okay? As you're listening to me, open up a search engine. I will wait just a second here. So open up that search engine and type in Global Debt and the Human Bubble by Gregory Manorino. And you will see how this is actually going to unfold. It's a nightmare scenario. Anyway, so Big Trouble in Debt Market with more to come. Lions and friends, for over 10 years now, I have outlined that a nightmare scenario relating to the global debt market will occur. And today, this slow-motion train wreck is unfolding. Here we go. The world today is currently existing in its current state because of a global time bomb, a debt market hyperbubble, which will go off with devastating consequences for all of the people of the world. You think this is by accident, really? That central banks have all done the same thing in concert at the same time, forcing us to live in a Frankenstein environment, something that we have never witnessed before in the history of the world? I don't think so. this is definitely all by design. And this time bomb can go off at any moment. Now, below are several statements which were published by Bank of America just last week. Because this was published by a Wall Street super bank, it has to get coverage. You understand? So you got the CNBCs, the Bloombergs, the Fox Business. You know, they have no choice. They have to talk about this. This is Bank of America. And you understand already the importance of the U.S. 10-year yield being that it's the benchmark. It is also one of the core components of the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, the MMRI. Free to you, free to everybody. Link in description of this video. Okay, Bank of America, the U.S. 10-year yield treasury bond is on track to suffer an unprecedented 3 consecutive years of losses. This is Bank of America, not Greg Mannarino. Does it sound like Gregory Mannarino? It does, because you and I have talked about this at length for I don't know how many freaking years. This represents the longest stretch of losses since 1787, according to Bank of America. This decline comes after U.S. Treasury bonds suffered their worst annual loss since 1788. Bank of America goes on to say, the U.S. 10-year Treasury is on track to see its third consecutive annual loss. The 10-year bond fell 3.9% in 2021 and tumbled another 17% in 22, which was its worst annual loss since 1788. This has never occurred in the 250-year history of the United States Republic. With these never-before-witnessed occurrences in the debt market, this is me now, risk in the market is nearing extreme levels, according to the MMRI. Now, I know most of you out here track the MMRI. We are like 30 points away from extreme levels here. We've witnessed what the stock market has done, okay, since we crossed what has proven to be the first line in the sand with regard to the MMRI. 250, at MMRI 250, this market gets all kinds of shook up. Now, as of late, we've witnessed a little bit of a phenomenon here. Despite near extreme levels in the stock market, we've watched the stock market put on some gains. Why? Why? We've covered this as of late, but let's just outline real quick. Okay, the economic news, or the economic news that has been coming in is abysmal. It couldn't possibly be any worse. And it keeps coming in round after round after round after round of it. So what's the market saying? The market is sending a signal to you and I and everybody else, and that is the Federal Reserve is going to be forced to cut rates sooner than later. I don't believe that. Okay, my take is this, and again, I want you to ponder what I'm about to tell you. In over 10 years, I have only been wrong about the Fed three times. Three times in 10 years. This is calling the Fed every single month what they would do. I've been wrong three times. Now, with that said, and those of you who have been with me can vouch for that, I'm here to tell you the Fed is not cutting rates. They are not cutting rates anytime soon. As a matter of fact, I believe the Federal Reserve, along with the Bank of America, the Federal Reserve is the bank of the world, okay, honestly, but the Federal Reserve, along with the European Central Bank and the Bank of England, okay, these institutions are going to continue their pressure on the middle class. They got the middle class by the throat. This is an elimination. This is extermination. You will know that they are not going to stop. They're going to continue with their token 25 basis point hikes, 25, 25, 25, and then maybe we're going to get a pause, okay? But a cut is not happening. But the market is pricing it in. The market is pricing in a cut sometime soon. People, unless I am wrong on a scale that I wouldn't believe, they're not cutting, okay? They got the world where they want it. Again, the world existing today under a hyperbubble of hyperbubbles. This is no accident here. The Federal Reserve has kept rates suppressed merely to open a doorway. You know how this works. Suppressed rates opens up a doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market, to make its way into a real estate hyperbubble. That's what we have, creating not only people, let's just outline this too, in case you don't know, if you're new here, not only a stock market hyperbubble, a real estate hyperbubble, but inverse hyperbubbles, inverse meaning reverse bubbles. And I'm talking about commodities in general. I'm talking about gold and silver, platinum and palladium as well. Again, this environment has fostered a deliberate environment of risk, making cash move into assets where it shouldn't be going into and coming out of assets it should be going into. You understand? So that creates these distortions that exist. These distortions across the spectrum will change. We'll go from risk on to risk off. Debt market seems to be, and it very well could be, okay, unless that more action is taken by the Federal Reserve, we could sincerely be today, right now, in the early stages of a meltdown in the debt market. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Bank of America. You don't need Greg Mannarino anymore. You got Bank of America telling you the same freaking thing that you've known for 10 freaking years. Okay, duh. It's in your face. It's in all of our face here. You can't escape it. No one can escape what's coming here. Period. It's going to affect every human being on the planet. Again, this is to issue in a new system, a new set of rules, a new paradigm, people. I've been telling you these exact words for 10 years, and that is where we're going. That is what's going on here, and central banks are not done, in my opinion. They're going to continue to, I guess, keep the stock market inflated, especially through the presidential selection cycle. You have no choice. You may think you do, but you don't. Okay. They will choose who they want to put behind the Resolute desk. And whoever makes that job, I want you to understand something. That person has been chosen for one reason and one reason only. No matter who it is, no matter what face, figurehead, hairstyle, skin complexion, whatever it might be, they're putting that person there to help the Federal Reserve fulfill its end game. That's it. No three presidents in American history, the current one, the previous one, and the one before that, have done more to empower the Federal Reserve than every other president previously before them combined. Okay, that's what these last three presidents have done. I know how that hurts some of you who believe that's not true, but it is. Look at their records. Look at how much they pulled debt into existence and called on the Fed to do more. It's an incredible situation here. Some of these presidents have rah-rah-rah. Look at the stock market. Look at that stock market. All-time high, all-time high, all-time high. And that's all because of easy money that was pumped into the economy and into the market. That's all it was. Like, it was an illusion that things were good. And they weren't so good, people. Unless you really have no touch with reality and don't understand how this whole thing works. It's all easy money. Now some easy money is getting pulled out here. Okay, and that's why you're seeing these incredible moves in the debt market, which is, in my opinion, going to get only a lot worse from here. And there's a couple of other things too that we must consider moving forward. Now, I've touched on this as of late, and I've gotten an enormous amount of feedback on this. But again, this issue of these BRICS alliances with these oil producers, they're doing this for one reason. And one reason only, in my opinion, the only way that the US dollar can lose its reserve status or be dethroned would be if the BRICS nations control energy. They must control the world's energy. And it looks like that's exactly what they're trying to do. This is a direct threat to the US dollar, a direct threat to the petrodollar, quite obviously, and to our way of life here in the United States. Again, this privilege of having the world reserve currency has allowed us to export inflation to the rest of the world, and now, of course, it's propaganda. This is the fall of an empire on a grand scale. Unfortunately, empires, if you look through history, run in cycles. They peak and fall, peak and fall, peak, and now this is, the power is being moved. In my opinion here, again, this is going to lead to war, death, pain, and suffering moving forward. But the U.S. is really losing its status across the board at this particular time. And nations around the world are sick of it. They're sick and tired of having to deal with kind of a situation. Now, the Federal Reserve, they're doing this by design here. Again, collectively, central banks around the world are the government. They become the government. In order to actually solidify that in many, many ways, they have to level the playing field now. Again, I think this whole thing with the BRICS is throwing a monkey wrench into the plan of the central banks here dealing with this. So again, I think there's going to be a very high price to pay for us all as this unfolds moving forward. But again, I would love to hear your take on this. Energy prices, people. I want to talk about energy prices. You and I have witnessed what has happened to crude oil since it hit $67 a barrel, went up to 84. We pulled back as we expected it to do. Now we're moving much higher. In my opinion, again, I would love to hear from you traders out here, you, especially those of you that trade energy and crude, we're going much, much, much higher. And this is going to add to inflationary pressures across the board. Across the board. So if you feel like you're struggling right now with dealing, trying to make ends meet here, you haven't seen anything yet. Now, with regard to the data, we found out right out of the mouth of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it's all fake. The June jobs numbers were revised almost in half. I covered this just last week, as a matter of fact. So this new number that just came out, it will also be revised in half. And of course, they did float out Bidenstein thing, vomitous mass creature, to tout those jobs numbers. They're so good. We're adding jobs. But of course, they'll be cut in half next month. And he won't come out to tell you, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's deceptions. It's distractions. It's look here. Don't look over there. Again, do you think you have representation anymore? Anywhere around the world? Really? Do you really think so? I guarantee you, you're going to say no. We don't have any representation anymore. It's because the central banks have become the central power of the world. They are sovereign entities which answer to no higher power. And I think they believe they're above God. I think they're going to have a rude awakening there. But unfortunately, there's going to be a lot more suffering before anything like that would happen here. So anyway, keep in mind what I've been talking about here. Everything that we've covered here today is pretty much not a surprise to a person that follows this blog. So what do you want to do about this? With regard to the market, okay, I've been telling you, I think we still need to remain long the market, okay? Meaning I think the market's going to go higher. A lot of this is, again, being priced in. The market thinks cuts are coming, rate cuts are coming. I think the market probably has more to go on the gain side, on the high side, before we get a massive sell-off. Now, that is all based on where risk in this market goes as well. If we continue to see risk rise in this market unabated, you know, MMRI 280, 290, 300, 310, the market's going to hate this beyond anyone's wildest dreams, okay? But you and I are already in the right spots, betting against the debt, becoming our own central bank, holding hard assets, physical silver, my most favorite asset of all time, you all know that. Eventually, risk on will turn risk off. You all know that too, meaning cash bleeding out of the debt market, putting pressure on the stock market. Cash is just going to leave these two asset classes and make its way into commodities, in my view. And I also think into cryptocurrencies. I also believe into other things too. Artwork, classic instruments, vintage musical instruments, classic cars, other assets as well. This is why I always tell you, you got to be spread out. You got to be somewhat diversified here. All right, anyway, so I want to know, what do you think about this? This is, again, not Greg Manarino here. This is, me and, of course, Bank of America telling you what you already knew. So, again, I'm happy to say that you've all been ahead of the curve on this like crazy. That's because we, you and me, we're a team, and we always got each other's backs. That's the fact, all right? People, I'm out of here. Love all of you a lot. I will see you in the morning. Tomorrow is a regular trading day, and that would be Tuesday the 5th. I'm a little messed up because of this Labor Day holiday weekend here. Happy Labor Day. With that said, people, that's going to be it, all right? Please comment. Please share the video. Those thumbs up are super valuable, so I hope you give this video a thumbs up. And again, I hope to hear from you, so I will read the comments. See you tomorrow.